We are talking about Chicago's migrant crisis cover-up. Mayor Brandon Johnson, let's go Brandon Johnson. He's refusing to admit how much the city is paying for its 27 shelters, as a report shows that almost $1 million a week is being spent on just three hotels. What do we got going on in Chicago? We've got shenanigans. Let's get into it. Here we go. Watch a little video on a lawsuit that NBC Investigates did in order to start uncovering some of this information, some of the shenanigans that Let's Go Brandon Johnson has going on. Here we go.
Last month, NBC5 Investigates first reported how the city's own records helped identify potential gaps in the city's response to migrants' health needs. These records noted as far back as October, the city was aware that overcrowding individuals at the shelters put both new arrivals and shelter staff at higher risk of contagious illnesses, and that the lack of space within the shelter system created increased challenges to place people and provide them with initial health care. It was during that reporting process that we realized we may be missing 2 weeks' worth of documents.
It shouldn't take a lawsuit to get access to this kind of information, but this administration is increasingly making it impossible for people to get records unless they go to court.
Attorney Matt Topic represents NBC5 Investigates. His firm filed the complaint on our behalf, alleging the city failed to comply with the state's Freedom of Information Act.
I think we've now filed 10 lawsuits for different clients for records about the migrant crisis, where the administration is just refusing to often even bother to respond to requests.
What's not clear is if these records don't exist at all or if they're being withheld. Joe Ferguson with the Civic Federation, a nonpartisan government research group, says anytime a news outlet has to sue for public records, it can impact public trust in government.
If you don't have it, say you don't have it and say why you don't have it. I think every one of these instances where the media has to file a lawsuit because by all appearances, there is a hide the ball game that is going on, which then raises only more questions.
Is this shocking in any way that Let's Go Brandon Johnson's administration just can't quite get data out? That is it shocking that they don't respond to freedom of information requests or just delay it out? No, it's not shocking at all. When your fearless leader, when Let's Go Brandon is having a panic attack and ending up in the hospital, it kind of tells you, all right, things are a little bit out of control here in Chicago. Just a scooch out of control. He said they were a sanctuary city and didn't quite understand the implications there. And now you're playing catch up all the time on everything. So let's read the article. Let's see what we got going on. Windy City has struggled to care for more than 34,000 asylum seekers. How about illegals? Or how about criminal aliens? How about we just go with criminal aliens? They came into the U.S. illegally, makes them a criminal, broke the law. Chicago has refused to reveal where all of the funds are going or how much various out-of-state companies are profiting. I don't know. Yeah. Mayor Brandon Johnson refused to directly answer questions about the funding. I don't know. I've got questions, right? I've got questions. No answers here. Weren't a lot of answers online at all. Instead, just a whole bunch of questions is what's going on in Chicago. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson has been criticized. We've got concerns for refusing to be completely transparent or transparent at all on where hundreds of millions of taxpayers' dollars have gotten to the city's homeless shelters and a migrant crisis. Where is the money going? Where's the money going? At least with Tiffany, whatever her name is. You know it's going right into her pocket, right? You know it's going right into her pocket. The mayor of Dalton. The Windy City has struggled to care for more than 34,000 migrant seekers bussed in from the border by Texas Governor Greg Abbott over the past 18 months. Only a super small fraction of all the illegals, you know, from Texas have gone to Chicago. But just that small number of people, a few thousand, 34,000, has just really jammed up their system. They have no ability to really work with, you know, what's out in front of them. I just can't figure it out. They couldn't figure out their homelessness. They couldn't figure out their gun violence. They can't figure out anything going on, let alone a new big problem presenting itself, which is we're going to bus, 34,000 people your direction. Hope you're okay with that. Actually, we don't care. You're going to have to take care of them. We'll just see how this goes. Chicago has spent $300 million on the crisis and has been fighting with the state of Illinois about where to build more shelters and is currently fighting a measles outbreak at one of the shelters. Now, I've covered both of those topics. Let's go, Brandon Johnson. He was trying to build a shelter on top of a contaminated site. That's not good. That's shenanigans. There's problems there. And then currently fighting a measles outbreak at one of the shelters because the illegals coming in aren't vaccinated oftentimes for measles. Yeah. So that's another one of these stories that's kind of hanging out there. Yeah. So, you work for whatever governmental entity, you got to have the jab. But all these other people coming through the southern border illegally into the country don't have to have the jab, nor do their children have to have the jab. But you have to have the jab because you work for a governmental entity and, you're going to have to carry the ball for the team on this one. How does that make any sense whatsoever? The state attempted to quell fears on how taxpayers' money would be spent on the crisis by launching a page on the state comptroller's website that would track it. However, here's all that matters, all that other stuff. Okay. However, the city has refused to reveal where all of the funds are going, with the Democrat Johnson being evasive when questioned by the press. Now, he either knows and he's lying, or he doesn't know, and or he's a moron. That's more than likely what it is. He can't lead. He's not a leader. He's an affirmative action hire, right? I mean, he's just like, oh, give it to this guy. This guy will be great. And the residents of Chicago said, oh, yeah, I'm going to vote for him. He looks great. He's awesome. He's great. And he's been one of their worst. Although, Beetlejuice, she really had screw up after screw up. I miss Beetlejuice. I'm sure you do too. The city has only provided full transparency on funding for a third of the city's 27 shelters. Yeah. Okay. What's going on there? Yeah. Why don't you just provide full transparency? Yeah, because they're upside down and they're just, not able to do their jobs competently. And that's how you get in these situations. On top of, let's go, Brandon Johnson. Guy's just basically a moron, right? He's just a moron. And he's not a leader. He's not capable of leading. However, the ones that they did are getting as much as $344,000 a week in taxpayer cash, which is the price tag for the inn in Chicago. It has 1,500 beds. That would make out to $17 million over the course of a year. They're just spending money hand over fist because they feel like they're forced to, right? I got to take care of all these illegals. It's going to cost some money. Yeah, it is. Other shelters like the site in the city's Pilsen neighborhood, they're getting $280,000 a week, with the Ogden shelter receiving $150,000 a week. These shelters are servicing 2,000 and 1,000 migrants, respectively, and pocketing millions over the last 3 months. Where's all this money going to? Does it really cost that much to run these shelters? I mean, you always hear the story that, well, Sean, it's just not the roof over their head. It's all the other services that, are wraparound, whatever that means, to the issue. You hear the same thing in the homeless deal. Sean, it's not just the roof over their head. It's all this other stuff. It's the drug addiction services. It's the healthcare. It's the all kinds of other stuff. All right. Okay. All right. Well, then just disclose that. Just say, hey, here's the deal. It's what we're spending the money on. What's caused even more outrage is the city allegedly hiding where those funds are going by using out-of-state private companies to staff the shelters. That's a shenanigan right there. What do we got going there? Is that on purpose? Are you doing that on purpose? Trying to avoid, the truth? Trying to avoid the reality? Is that what we're doing? Who knows, right? City records indicate that $206 million has gone to Favorite Healthcare, Where do you work for? Ah, Favorite Healthcare. Oh, that sounds like it's a favorite. It's a fan favorite, right? A Kansas-based company whose high cost has angered Chicago officials. So let me get this right. They're angered because they're spending too much on a company that they hired, and they're spending too much of the taxpayers' dollars on a company that they're upset with because they're too expensive. Okay. All right. Yeah, that makes about sense, doesn't it? A Kentucky-based company called Equitable Social Solutions. Oh, that's dangerously close to DEI, which stands for, you got it, didn't earn it. Yeah, there you go. Equitable Social Solutions, which has received a $45 million to identify where shelters are located. There's one over there. Give me $1 million. Right? I'm just poking fun at this point because there's so many things in this storyline that you're like, what? Huh? And just about every time, let's go, Brandon Johnson opens up his mouth, you know, and he tries to give it more information, you're left with, what? No, what you're describing is not reality, but let's hear you keep talking because I want to hear more of what it is that's going on in your head that isn't part of reality. Because let's go, Brandon, he just comes up with some stuff and he just throws it out there. Now, the stuff, right, that we're questioning is, hey, why don't you tell us about the money? Where are you spending it? Where are you spending it? Where's the money going? Alderman Andre Vasquez, the chairman of the city council's migrant committee, is angry that the city won't reveal what those companies have made in profits. I mean, if you're spending the money reasonably, this shouldn't be a problem. If you have something to hide, then you try and hide it. And that's what it feels like here, right? Is it just misappropriation? Is it just misuse of funds? Probably yes, yes, and yes. Even though I didn't have a third one in there, the answer for the next one would be yes. Let's go. Brandon Johnson has no idea what he's doing. How did that guy become mayor? He has zero skill set. You know, ability to handle high levels of stress. No. I mean, he's having panic attacks, right? I'm not to say that other people wouldn't have panic attacks in the same situation. He's been placed under a lot of stress, but that's why you typically hire somebody that has that ability, that has been proven to be able to address things like that, because it's going to come with the job. And especially when you're mayor of Chicago and you've got just ridiculous stuff going on. I think it's a bit more translucent than transparent. You get some information, but not the full picture, Vasquez said. None of the companies or landlords involved have commented on the situation because they're getting lots of money. They don't want to jinx it. They don't want it to go away. Just don't say anything. Be like the rabbit in the middle of your lawn when it's like feeding time at night, right? The rabbit just kind of hunkers down and you drive up and it pretends that you're not there. Yep. If I don't blink, he won't see me, even though I'm in the middle of the lawn, completely out in the open. If I don't move, won't see me. These leaders are just like, if we don't say anything, nothing's going to happen. Yeah. Shh. Be very quiet. Be very, very quiet. So I think that we've been looking at how it is to get more mandated reporting from the government as they're making decisions, because our constituents are asking us those very questions. Where's our money going? It's a fair question, isn't it? But with Let's Go Brandon Johnson, you're just not going to get an answer. At least one landlord offered his building as a shelter and was set to meet with city officials before they were told not to come on their way to the meeting. Hey, we're on the way. We're going to meet you guys. See you in 10. Yeah, don't come. We're canceling that meeting. But when pressed on providing further transparency, Johnson dodged the question. Isn't it interesting that everybody who always claims that we need more transparency, when it's transparency of what they're doing, it just doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. Or the whole DEI thing, the diversity, equity, and inclusion. Yeah. So then how come you just hired that person who isn't skilled at all and you gave them that job? Oh, because of they didn't earn it. I got it. Thank you for that question, Johnson said. Again, we are meeting you right where you are. That's what he responded with. Let's go, Brandon. did when he was pressed on providing further transparency. We are meeting you right where you are. So next time you have a confrontation with your employer, your spouse, your your sibling, your higher up, your kid, whatever, you know what? I'm meeting you right where you are. I'm here. I'm meeting you. What are we doing? What have we got going on? I am translucent. I am transparent. I'm meeting you right where we are. So, is that even an answer? No, it's not an answer. Daily Mail has reached out to Mayor Johnson's office for comment. They're not going to hear back anything. The number of asylum seekers in city shelters appears to be falling after peaking at 15,000 in December, when officials warned that the system had reached capacity. Remember, we kept hearing about that, and it was true. You know, New York City, Chicago, all of the major cities had just gone full tilt. Denver, another huge one, had gone full tilt. Well, that's because in December, we had a record-breaking month in just sheer numbers. We just had a record-breaking month in February as well. But because February is typically a colder month, and you've got less holdover of all those people going through during fall and early winter, December is always a big, November and December are big months, and it tapers off January and February. But this past February, even though there's been, the Mexican government has done an okay job on keeping people back, meaning as they go along the trail, they're kicking them back one stop. That makes sense. So if you get busted in Mexico City, you're going to go back 6.5 hours. 6.5 hours from there, you get busted by border protection or whatever Mexico entity it is that busts you. You're going to be shipped back 3 hours. Beyond that, it's like 2.5 hours. And then you're basically at Mexico's southern border. So you've got that going on. At some point in time, the pressure from that will release, and you'll have literally thousands of people pouring over the southern border. But what's going to happen is they're going to, you know, run into that roadblock in Texas. They're going to go west, and they're going to go up to Mexico. I mean, they're going to go into California and Arizona. So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out, whether or not that will get people, you know, going away from Chicago and away from New York. I don't know, but it seems like a lot of the illegals, they want to go to Chicago and New York because there's already such a big community there, and they hear that they're going to get all kinds of free stuff. Now, New York City, starting 2 days ago, they started handing out those $10,000 debit cards. Now, the debit cards are, it's going to be about $1,400. It's $350 a week for a family of four with two little kids. New York City is trying this new plan that's going to save them $600,000 on food because too much of the food is being wasted. So the game plan is, let's give them a debit card that can only be used at bodegas and grocery stores for food. How you couldn't work out the dietary needs of people coming from a lot of the same countries, how you couldn't work that out and make that happen. Instead, you just come up with, let's just give them a debit card. How does that work? I mean, what kind of harebrained idea is that? That's a whole nother thing. That's a whole nother podcast, literally. That's my next one. You don't want to miss that one either. So we've just got shenanigans going on left and right from leadership in these cities that just doesn't know what they're doing. Had some pictures there of crazy stuff going on. Johnson at the time joined the mayors of New York and Denver, which are also inundated with migrants because they were self-proclaimed sanctuary cities and they did this to themselves. Now the constituents of these cities are upset that their leadership is spending more money on the illegals than the constituents that voted them into office. But you know what? Those same constituents, they voted these losers into office, didn't they? Let's go Brandon Johnson. He didn't get there by voting himself in, right? The constituents of Chicago, oh, this guy's going to be great. It's going to be so much better than Beetlejuice. Yeah, not so much, right? Not so much. Brandon Johnson has insisted the city would not open any more migrant shelters and called on Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker to make good on promises to build its own ones. And you've had a lot of state and local, meaning Chicago city, type back and forth. We need money. No, we're not giving it to you. We need money from the Fed. No, we're not giving it to you. We need money. And now it's this issue where, where's all the money going? What's happening to all the money in Chicago? Well, we need more transparency, but we're not going to share that with you. No, we're not. To the point where NBC investigates, they had to go through the, you know, official lawsuit for Freedom of Information Act. What's going on? What's going on here? Yeah, crazy stuff. But is this surprising at all? No. This is just what happens when you have massive mismanagement. So either you've got some fraud going on, or you've just got mismanagement, you've got whatever, but shenanigans any which way you look at it, right? And we know that Let's Go Brandon Johnson with his pointy hair, we know that he's good for shenanigans for days. I mean, when that guy opens up his mouth, he's just, oh, what? Oh, hey now, that's interesting. That's a good podcast right there. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Governor Abbott has sent more than 25,000 illegals to Chicago since August 2022. Chicago tried to have them arrive at designated locations, but the city sending them didn't, Texas didn't, they didn't really follow those rules. They're kind of more like, hey, you know what? We're going to send them when we send them, and whatever you guys want to do as far as rules on your end, go for it. Just go for it. I mean, just, you know, throw whatever you got out there. Because you declared yourself a sanctuary city. However, bus companies responded by dropping off migrants as far as 60 miles from Chicago, and Abbott started sending them on charter flights. This whole thing is just, it's just an ongoing train wreck. Because you've got leadership trying to identify problems on top of problems on top of problems. And these guys aren't real troubleshooters, right? They're not fixers. They're more, you know what? We're going to have to focus on the root causes of these things. And then we're going to have to think about it. We're going to have to rethink it. And then we're going to have to reimagine it. And all those are euphemisms for just not doing anything. So doesn't it kind of sound like when you get stiffed on a Freedom of Information request, that, you know, maybe they're not doing anything? Or the other option is they're hiding something. What could that be? What would they be spending this money on? Where is the money going? What's happening? Oh, we don't know, because Let's Go Brandon Johnson mums the word. Just shh, little tiny rabbit. Don't look around. I'm here, but if I'm very still, you won't be able to see me. Shh. Doesn't work like that, does it? No. Problems in Chicago. They're going to get identified by some joker in Seattle and going, what's going on there? We've got a crisis. We have a lack of transparency. We have lack of translucency. We have lack of communication. Inquiring minds want to know. And that's where we sit. So it'll be interesting. I'm sure when all this comes out, when the results of the lawsuit comes out, it'll just be some convoluted mess. Why would it be anything different? Why would it be something other than, you know, all right, we're going to do this, and then here's how we're going to react to that, and here's our contingency plan in case something doesn't work out. I saw that Ron DeSantis in Florida, he basically signed a bill that outlaws, you know, homelessness in so many scenarios and situations and, you know, living areas. He just outlawed it. And he's got a bunch of stuff in line to kind of work out. All right, here's how we're going to take care of that. So, you know, there are solutions. There can be. So we'll have to see how his plan goes. But at least he's coming up with the plan and he's putting something in place and, you know, going down that road. Instead, Let's Go Brandon Johnson is always chasing his tail around from the standpoint of he doesn't know whether he's coming or going. Am I having a panic attack today? We're not really sure. Am I going to end up in the hospital? What grave catastrophe is going to come my way? So for the time being in Chicago, in New York, in Denver, in all these cities, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, L.A., you know, you got a few other cities that are getting some of the migrant overflow because that's where the migrants want to go. right now you've got a little reprieve because we're coming off of a time where it's been slow. But as the weather gets better and as the election cycle comes near in 2024, I think you're going to see the Mexican government, finishing my thought there, is I think you're going to see a massive rise in the illegals coming across. And then as we get closer to the election, I think you're going to see a lot of illegals who are thinking to themselves, we're not really sure what direction this election's going to go. And if Orange Man Bad wins, this might be tricky. It might become tough to get across the border. Let's make a run for it now. Let's get in now. And so meanwhile, with the way that Mexico is, helping out the U.S. a scooch, a little bit, meaning, what were you doing before, right? Yeah, the president of Mexico, good friends with Joe Biden, they're buddies, and he's basically just blackmailing him. All right, we need $20 billion, need you to do this, we need you to do this, we need you to do this. Otherwise, all that help we've been giving you on holding people back and keeping them in our country and not just letting them, come to your country. The number of illegals coming across the border, that may increase. President of Mexico literally just said, hey, it's blackmail. It's just straight up blackmail. If you don't do this, here's what we're going to do to your border, our border. Yeah, this is what's going on. Got some interesting times coming up. Next few months, you'll have some shenanigans for certain. But one of them is, what's going on in Chicago? Where's all this funding going to? We don't know, but stay tuned. Therefore, you need to subscribe to this channel. If you haven't already, hit that notification bell, all that good stuff. And I'll see you on the next one. Thanks again for being here. We'll catch up soon. Bye for now.